Welcome to Property Smart Advisors, the real estate and mortgage podcast. Whether you're a first-time buyer or just curious, all the tools you need to find, fund, and fortify your future. Because success isn't left to chance, it's built with precision. So turn up the volume and let's get started.
PropertySmart.ca.
Okay, let's get into it. We're doing a deep dive today on the Greater Edmonton Area real estate numbers for September 2025.
Right. And our goal here is pretty simple. Translate these stats, figure out what this market shift really means for you, whether you're thinking of buying, selling, or maybe just watching from the sidelines.
Yeah, exactly. So if you've been looking at prices lately and maybe wondering, did I miss my window? Or maybe you're just feeling that, you know, typical autumn slowdown hesitation.
Which is totally normal, by the way. But we need to look at what the numbers are actually telling us. Is the market truly cooling off, or is it more of a rebalancing act?
Good question. So first look, overall sales activity. Definitely quieter. Total sales dropped, what was it, about 7.8% from August, landed at 2,192 units.
Mm-hmm. But here's the headline, I think, especially for buyers. Inventory. It's way up.
Way up is right.
Yeah.
We're talking 25.6% higher than this same time last year.
Yeah.
That feels like, well, breathing room.
It absolutely is. That jump in available homes, that's really the key driver right now. New listings were up 16.3% compared to last September.
And that pushed the total number of homes for sale. Where?
Over 7,000. 7,085 units, to be exact. That's a significant amount of choice on the market.
Okay, 7,000 plus listings. So if you're trying to buy, what does that choice actually feel like? Does it change the game?
Oh, absolutely. It means the frenzy, that rush we saw earlier in the year, it's largely over. If you felt stressed or frantic back then, the market now feels slower. More forgiving.
Forgiving. I like that. And it shows up in the stats too, right? Like how long homes are sitting.
Exactly. All those available homes mean the average property is taking longer to sell. We're now at an average of 39 days on market.
39 days. That's up 2 days just from August. It might sound small, but that shift.
It's crucial. It signals that things have calmed down. And practically speaking, 39 days often means you can put conditions back into your offer.
Right. Yeah. Things like financing, home inspections, stuff that kind of disappeared during the really hot periods.
Precisely. You have that bit more time to get your ducks in a row, talk to your mortgage broker, get a proper inspection done without feeling like you have to waive everything just to compete.
Okay, so takeaway for buyers then. Use this extra choice. Don't feel rushed. Take that time, maybe even more than the average 39 days, to really negotiate.
Definitely. Leverage the situation.
All right, let's shift gears slightly to prices. Because it's not quite as simple as just everything is cheaper, is it? We found a bit of a wrinkle.
Yeah, it's interesting. The overall average residential price did dip down 1.8% from August, landing around $452,849. Still up from last year, though, by about 2.8%.
But that overall average dip, it kind of masks what's happening in different segments. Where did we actually see prices fall?
Okay, so the main driver of that dip was detached single-family homes. Their average price fell 2.8% month over month, down to about $554,000.
In condos?
Apartment combos saw the sharpest drop, actually, down almost 5%, 4.9% to be precise, bringing their average to around $207,000.
Okay, so detached and apartments are down. But here's the twist, right? Because affordability seems to be keeping certain parts of the market really hot.
This is the aha moment, I think. It's all about those entry-level, more affordable options. Semi-detached homes, for example. Their prices actually went up.
Up in this cooling market.
Yep, up 3.1% compared to August, averaging around $433,760. And row, or townhomes, also nudged up slightly, about 0.5%, to roughly $303,000.
Wow. So why? Why are those specific segments bucking the trend when bigger homes and apartments are cooling?
Simple supply and demand, really. While overall inventory surged, the number of new listings specifically for semi-detached homes actually dropped, fell 15.5% in September.
Ah, so less new supply in that specific desirable affordable category.
Exactly. It created tighter competition just for those homes, pushing their prices up even while the broader market was softening.
So it really is a two-speed market then. Cooling overall, especially at the higher end and in apartments thanks to more inventory, but still pretty intense heat for those key entry-level homes like semis and townhouses where supply tightened up.
That sums it up perfectly.
Okay, so the advice for buyers targeting those specific, more affordable segments, semis, townhomes.
You need to recognize that the competition there is still fierce, despite the headlines about a cooling market. Get your Mortgage pre-approval, absolutely solid. Be prepared to act fast when the right listing pops up in those categories.
Got it. So looking ahead now, heading into the winter months, what's the big picture takeaway?
Well, the REE board chair pointed this out, and it's key. The biggest unknown, the biggest variable is interest rates.
Right. We've got this general slowdown happening, partly seasonal, partly economic uncertainty.
But what happens if the Bank of Canada decides to lower interest rates again? That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Could that reignite things?
It's the core factor to watch. Could lower rates bring motivated buyers rushing back in enough to basically cancel out this cooling trend we're just starting to see? That's what everyone will be watching as we move towards winter.
PropertySmart.ca.